This is the start of the listening test. Listening, part one.
対話を聞き、後から流れる質問に対して最も適切なものを、あからえの中から一つ選びなさい。対話と質問は一回だけ読まれます。問題用紙にメモを書いても構いません。
Number one.
Wow, the city library is very crowded today, Nick. Any idea why?
Yes, Emily. Today is the final day for returning borrowed books without paying any late fees.
I see. I feel so stressed, close to so many people. Maybe we should visit another day when it's quieter.
No problem. Sounds like a plan. Question.Why doesn't Emily want to visit the library today?
Number two.
Sorry, Zar. You can't bring your bicycle inside the museum.
Really? Why is that?
It's a rule to protect the artwork. There is a sign about it at the entrance.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that. I will take it outside. Question.What is the man going to do?
Listening, part two.
英文を聞き、後から流れる質問に対して最も適切なものを、あからえの中から一つ選びなさい。英文と質問は2回読まれます。問題用紙にメモを書いても構いません。
Number one. Layla visited the city museum with her friend last Tuesday. As they were walking through it, she thought she knew one of the other visitors. Even though the person was on the other side of the museum, she thought it was her childhood piano teacher. After they finished viewing the art, Layla went to the person to greet her. The woman remembered her.She introduced her friend, and they all decided to have a cup of coffee together. Question. Who did Layla see at the city museum? Listen again. Layla visited the city museum with her friend last Tuesday. As they were walking through it, she thought she knew one of the other visitors.Even though the person was on the other side of the museum, she thought it was her childhood piano teacher. After they finished viewing the art, Layla went to the person to greet her. The woman remembered her. She introduced her friend, and they all decided to have a cup of coffee together. Question. Who did Layla see at the city museum?Number two.
Marcus often visits the local gym in the mornings before his office hours. He has even bought some professional workout clothing to improve his training. His trainer believes that Marcus is doing well and might be ready to run a marathon soon.
Question. What does Marcus often do before his office hours?Listen again.
Marcus often visits the local gym in the mornings before his office hours. He has even bought some professional workout clothing to improve his training. His trainer believes that Marcus is doing well and might be ready to run a marathon soon.
Question. What does Marcus often do before his office hours?Listening, part 3.
長めの英文を聞き、次の1から4の質問に対して最も適切なものを、あからえの中から一つ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。問題用紙にメモを書いても構いません。
Dolphins are intelligent and playful creatures. They are known for their friendliness.They often show empathy towards other dolphins
that are not well or in trouble. Sometimes they even help humans. One such dolphin was Echo. Echo was born in Florida in 2011. In 2014, she was moved to live with other dolphins at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. In 2016, when Echo was 5, she had her first baby, Splash. On July 10, 2018, a 10-year-old girl was visiting the aquarium with her family. The girl was interested in the dolphins and moved closer to the water's edge. There was a safety barrier, but the girl climbed over it and fell into the water. She was shocked and unable to swim. Echo quickly swam over to the girl. The people watching were worried, thinking Echo might harm the girl. However, when the other dolphins tried to approach the girl, Echo stopped them. She pushed the girl to the top of the water and towards the dock, which was 15 meters away. The aquarium staff could reach the girl safely from there. The girl was taken to a hospital, and she recovered completely a few days later. Echo became famous for saving the girl. Everyone called her a hero. She continues to live at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium with Splash and her second baby, Ripple. Now, answer the questions. Listen again. Dolphins are intelligent and playful creatures. They are known for their friendliness. They often show empathy towards other dolphins that are not well or in trouble. Sometimes they even help humans. One such dolphin was Echo. Echo was born in Florida in 2011. In 2014, she was moved to live with other dolphins at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. In 2016, when Echo was 5, she had her first baby, Splash. On July 10, 2018, a 10-year-old girl was visiting the aquarium with her family. The girl was interested in the dolphins and moved closer to the water's edge. There was a safety barrier, but the girl climbed over it and fell into the water. She was shocked and unable to swim. Echo quickly swam over to the girl. The people watching were worried, thinking Echo might harm the girl. However, when the other dolphins tried to approach the girl, Echo stopped them. She pushed the girl to the top of the water and towards the dock, which was 15 meters away. The aquarium staff could reach the girl safely from there. The girl was taken to a hospital, and she recovered completely a few days later. Echo became famous for saving the girl. Everyone called her a hero. She continues to live at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium with Splash and her second baby, Ripple. Now, answer the questions. This is the end of the listening test. Please go on to the next section.